T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
First, I want to welcome in Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Billy, how are you? And thanks for coming on.
I'm doing good, my friend. How y'all doing?
We're good. We're good, considering. Obviously, Bobby grew up in Lafourche Parish. I have ties to St. Charles Parish. And I'm not talking about just New Orleans, but as you see it, in your chair, is the recovery from Hurricane Ida going at the pace you would like to see it move at?
Well, it's never going as fast as we'd like to see it. This storm hit a wide area with devastating winds that we usually don't see. Usually it's one, two, or three parishes along the coast, and we can focus in. We've had so much power outage and flooding in several different areas. We've had to tackle so many things at one time, just like the power companies. And it's going to be a long-term recovery and getting those assets in each of those communities there for a long period of time until everyone's back in the house is going to be a challenge.
Now, you know, Billy, when you look at your living along the coast, Plaquemine Parish, and then you look, are you behind the levees or you don't really have that protection? What is the future, let's say like a community, I know like south of Golden Meadow, when you look at like Leeville and obviously Grand Isle being a barrier island, but even Lafitte and all that. I mean, you know, they might say you look even in Houma area, you know, Dulac or whatever, if you're not within that protected levee. Is that something that people are going to have to accept and get behind the levee or what?
You know what we got to do? We've got to do what's best for the coast of Louisiana and not the consultants. We designed a plan in Plaquemines, 1,000-foot berm, 8-foot tall, down to the marsh, certified by the Corps to lower storm surge 5 feet, and it's now recognized by FEMA. So it'll lower, you build it in outside the levees, and it lowers storm surge to the levee. And we can build those ridges and islands that were once out there on sustainable ridges. We got the President Obama to build the outer barrier island to keep the oil out the marsh. That was part of our plan. But to build that up and rock it, and you can lower storm surge before it reaches our coast. And look, the diversion cannot build land above the waterline. Cannot. It's impossible. So it's not going to lower storm surge. And we don't have 50 years to hope it builds land. We got to do it now. And right, we've got that great sediment in the river to do that.
Billy, I got a text today from a friend of mine who applied for assistance through FEMA. I don't know if you're aware of this, but first off, the site's apparently very hard to navigate, at least according to my friend. It said many people put housing assistance, applying for housing assistance when they ask, you know, they ask you to fill it out. And it's the wrong choice, and it should have been made critical needs, he says. And then he goes on to say that FEMA can't change. They can't change it. And therefore, people aren't getting aid that they should get. Is this the first you're hearing of this, or have you known about this?
It is, but I will check on it first thing in the morning. My phone fills up 3 times today. I've been on the road all day today trying to take care of those kind of problems that people just – it's very difficult to get government agencies to change anything. But let me mention this too. VolunteerLouisiana.gov is under my office. And anyone that needs assistance, whether it's removing trees, muck and gut in a home, or after they realize they don't have flood insurance, we actually have crews in Lake Charles still helping people get back in their homes. And Volunteer Louisiana will be on the ground. Right now we're feeding, helping people with tarps, muck and gutting homes, but we'll be there till the last Louisianan is back in their home in every community. We've got over 10,000 volunteers signed up, as well as we partner with AmeriCorps, Samaritan's Purse, and a lot of great faith-based groups to make sure we're assisting in every community.
Billy, tourism is a big part of what you do. It falls under your umbrella. What are they saying around the country from others that are obviously they care about this area and they frequent this area as tourists, but what are some of other states saying or asking or even providing in potential help?
Well, they are. You know, I've had a lot of my lieutenant governors offer financial aid. Today we had the founder of Papa John's Pizza fly in, write some checks. He took an aerial tour. He's going to be back to bring more aid. We've got so many companies, and that's the great thing about America and Louisiana. We help our neighbors, and so we just got to make sure we're getting those assets in the places that they're most needed. Those communities that are going to need our help, we got to make sure we focus those assets there to rebuild.
Now, Billy, you know, rural people, you know, Lafourche, Terrebonne, and you mentioned Lake Charles. How challenging it is for you and the leaders that because we get people that Texas call us here from Lake Charles. We still haven't come back from the devastating hurricane of last season versus like where you got more populated areas like Orleans or Jefferson, you know, the North Shore. So how do y'all accept or take on those challenges where that you don't want to forget those people because it is a big part of Louisiana, whether Lafourche, Terrebonne, or even Lake Charles coming back?
You're absolutely right, Bobby, because, you know, I said all along, as soon as the lights go on in New Orleans, the national media is going to go away, and we better make sure that we're going to continue to keep FEMA, the federal government, engaged until we get all the things that we need from the federal government, harden the electrical grid, the infrastructure improvements, and getting people back in their homes. And it is going to be a real challenge. The good thing is we've got local leaders in those communities that really get it. The levy boards, the parish president, council members, those people, they're not going anywhere. They're boots on the ground and working through their command centers, getting the assets they need and meeting with them on a daily and weekly basis to make sure we're pushing the assets. Today, we got the generator and an ice house in Grand Isle up. That was so important to those shrimpers that are able to get their boats back in the water to go out and catch shrimp.
Make a living,
trying to get ice down. Yeah, absolutely. You got to get them back making a living. So taking those calls and make sure we take care of those needs immediately is so important to them and their families and way of life.
Billy, you've been a parish president through storms. What kind of challenges logistically do parish presidents face when they're trying to allocate resources in these pod centers, et cetera? How difficult, how challenging is that?
Well, you know, what we need to start doing is every year having a what if in every parish, because these leaders get in office, and I've been through 7 hurricanes in the oil spill. I learned a lot of mistakes after every one. For instance, my last 2 hurricanes as parish president, I had a trailer of generators. The day after the storm, we delivered generators to every gas station and to the grocery store. That's something that ought to be a part of every coastal parish plan, to have that sitting in a parking lot waiting so the next day you're out there, you've got fuel. That's so important for the generators and people in their vehicles. Those little things that really matter, because, you know, you get a new person in office that's never been through this.
Right.
Their heart and soul's there. But the pre-disaster contracts can make it go so much smoother if you've got those in place in every community.
Now, you know, Billy, I want to give credit because go way back. He's a little older than me in South Lafourche and had a vision with Representative Dick Guidry. I remember post Betsy and then Camille about in Lafourche Parish billing that levy. And, you know, going ahead and getting it done without even the Corps approving it. And then we'll build it and hopefully they will approve it. I think Wendell Curall has been outstanding. And I know I want to acknowledge him and how you've dealt with him and how he's been a visionary. This is going back to the 70s.
Those are great champions of Louisiana. and their vision and their determination to push through the funding, because nobody needs a levee until it floods. But
right.
to stay the course, those guys are Louisiana champions, and there's a whole team of them down there in Lafourche, Terrebonne, that that the people can thank. The ones that didn't flood, they can thank them for really pushing that through. Gardy does another one. That
they're Terrebonne,
the
yeah, Gardy
does.
Yep, exactly.
Well, you know, Bobby, we really ought to look at it's a state of emergency. Long-term lease of dredge, and we don't need to do environmental. Let's just go out there and pump and build those ridges and islands. We did it after the oil spill. There was no negative impact. If we could do that, we could lower storm surge in our lifetime and not have to hold our breath every hurricane season.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, thanks for coming on. And if you ever need to pass anything on, feel free to contact us.
And, look, I want to thank all the ball players that have stepped up. They don't get enough credit for making those donations in those communities. We've got some great champions on the Saints and the Pelicans that have really stepped up big. And I want to thank them and the Saints organization and the Pelicans. It means the world to people that they see it and they're out there helping.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Billy.
All right, Lieutenant Governor Billy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.